Good morning, Winter Park High School Concert Band, and welcome to your District 8 Music Performance Assessment of the Florida Bandmasters Association. This is Mike Mitchell, all the way down from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm looking forward to your performance today. So once you are on stage and ready to go, I'll be back with you. I wish you the very best of luck. Style is exceptional from the beginning, and I wait always when I hear a standard march like this to the second time through the first strain before I start making comments. March style is great. Second time through, bringing out the counter melodic line, outstanding. When you go back each strain, you have that pickup note or the anacrusis note that is accented, maybe a little bit more punch to that from the wind players. As you're listening across the band here, there's some intonation issues, pitch issues. Flutes especially playing a little bit flat, and again, those are easy fixes, especially for this group, because you play well enough. The band sound is very good, the tone quality is very good, and band plays with a good sonority too, and the sonority is the part where everyone's playing together and it just gels well. And your middle voices are really good as well. That French horn and alto sax part, maybe tenor sax part. Okay. Yeah, you're doing some really good things throughout the march. I love the march style. You've got a good dynamic contrast. There's every once in a while balance issues, but not huge. Pitch issue was a little bit of a distraction, which again, for this group, I truly believe it would be an easy fix, because you can hear the waves when there's something out of tune, so you can adjust, and if it's a flute, you can either roll out or roll in, whatever you need to do, or push faster air, direct the air into a different part of the tone hole. Do something to change it, but you got to do something to make sure that it's not going to play flat. But again, I think as far as the understanding of the march and the style, you guys kind of nailed it. So, all right, let's move on. Again, the band sound, and it's all about sound, so the band sound is really, really good. The melodic line here can be brought out a little bit more, because you're in the spotlight here. You're the one that needs to be more predominant. So French horns, you can give me more, and I think as far as your sound, it's probably one of the best sounds in the band, so go ahead and energize the line just a little bit more. When you release at the end of four, or if it's a half note on 3-4, release into the silence, and careful not to release too soon. Everyone should release on one of the next measure. And if most of you are doing it and some of you are not, it does sound like there's some people breaking a little bit early. So just be very understanding of that. Now, as you get the recording of this without the judge's commentary, this duet that the trumpets have, we hear more of the bottom trumpet than we do the top, so the melodic line needs to be a little bit more, a little stronger. You know, it's interesting too, because this band does have a good tone quality, but if it's out of tune, a lot of time it sounds like there are issues with the sound quality when there's really not. So that's why it's so important that bands at this level, at your maturity level, which is actually very good, that you continue to work at knowing where you are on certain pitches, and that you're listening and can adjust quickly. Now, throughout this, and I don't know this piece well enough, is there anything that you can do that can shape the line a little bit more? Like, we're going into here, this was very, very good going into 54. But, like, if you're just playing eighth notes, da-da-da-da-da, and there's nothing happening, can you shape it a little bit more where it kind of rises and falls to make it more interesting? What you're doing is not wrong, understand that, and I'm not suggesting that it is, but is there something that you can do that'll make it more interesting for the listener as also the player? All right. The suspended cymbal with the crash cymbal going into 61, the crash cymbal was louder than the ending of the suspended cymbal. It needs to complement each other, or else it's a distraction. And what I mean by that, when we were doing the suspended cymbal, it was rising, 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 and then all of a sudden there was a heavy accented crash cymbal. You want that crash cymbal to enhance the suspended cymbal and match its volume, so a little bit less there. Especially on these type of pieces, we just do a yawn. Just off. It sounded like it was a little bit too abrupt, maybe just stopping with the tongue or stopping with the throat, but just yawn it out and just taper it away. But again, some very, very good playing going on. You know, and a lot of times we sit back here and we just listen because it's kind of cool to listen to the band who's very well prepared, and which you guys are. There's notes and rhythms, not an issue at all. We're talking more of the musical things, which if we're talking musical things and not notes and rhythms, then you should feel like that's a huge compliment to you guys because you're so well prepared. But otherwise, you're director and you have really prepared this well. So, all right, let's go to the Battle Pavane. Like this is pushing the tempo a little bit too quickly. It should be more laid back and not as fast. This feels like it's closer to 90 beats a minute instead of 76. And I've done this a couple of times throughout my years as a band director. You know, this piece is deceptively challenging, and what makes it challenging is that it's so open. When you look at the score, there's seldom people playing in certain places, and then it hands off from one section to the next, to one soloist or one duet to the next, and it's a challenge to play that. Now, again, as far as the technical preparation, very, very well done. Stylistically, I think this piece should be played a little bit slower. You're handling it at this tempo. There's no break in the phrases from one measure to the next. Oh, and the last sound that you heard was upper clarinet, and it wasn't a dark sound. Yeah, this piece gave you a little bit more of an issue than the other two did. Again, it just seemed like it was rushed all the way through, and we're just hurrying up to get to the end. And sustaining the notes all the way to the end of the phrases in the last six or seven needs to have a little bit more attention paid to that. Again, as far as the notes and the rhythms and the entire performance, very, very well done. The preparation, the band sound generally is very good too. This piece, like I said, it kind of laid a little bit flat. It wasn't as energized and exciting as the other two. And again, that... If this is played again at any type of concert, I would go ahead and work on it, trying to create that energy through the volume. Because at the end, I think the entire percussion section was overshadowing the band, and we did not hear the digga digga dut dut digga digga dut dut back here in the back of the auditorium. It might have sounded almost perfect up on stage. You never know. You just never know. But the band, like I said, is very well prepared. You should feel very fortunate to be in a band program where you are playing literature such as this and being able to play it so well and so prepared. Your director has brought you to a really high level of musical performance. So give him a pat on the back as well and thank him for what he does for you. Again, I enjoyed your performance. Hope the comments have been helpful. If you can take one or two things that I mentioned that will help you be a better performing group, then that would it's a great thing to be here today for you guys. So once again, best of luck and very enjoyable.